the message this morning. We're in a little series called Look at That Big Thing. What is that? Just in case I get in trouble, we'll move that thing. And I don't know about this. I think I'm going to be all right. I think it'll bother me. How about put it over there in case I get in trouble? Grab this, though. What's wrong with you? No, I got it. Amen. Hey, I was thinking, and I might have to do it in the next service. I might just preach laying on a bed. Some people couldn't get by with it. A guy told me, he said, Pastor, you could get by with it. You know, you're nuts anyway, so what would be the difference if you're laying on a bed? Amen? That's because that's what I've been doing all week when the staff comes by and we work on things, and because we have to work to keep things going. And so I'm laying there talking to them. I'm in a pretty good mood as long as I'm laying flat. Amen? Let's go with a little series we're in called Hallmark Moments. It's a series that I wrote several years ago on the family. And today we're going to take another notch of that and look at it. Second service today, we're in a brand new series called Mixed Nuts, looking at a crazy family. And today is the crazy bunch. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you think you got problems. I know you do. You got some issues in your life and your family. I'm telling you what. Second message today, you're going to feel sorry for them people. Amen. You're going to go out of here going, wow, I'm blessed. I'm in good shape. Amen. Crazy people that God has to work with. That's all he really has. You know that, don't you say? Amen. So that's the second service. Right now, though, let's talk about marriage. And I'm going to just go ahead and put it out front. And that is, I don't talk about marriage because my marriage is the best marriage in the world. Okay? I'm just like you. I struggle. Just think about it. My wife has to live with me. Let that go through your head. That's a problem, right? You know already that's a problem. Most people have problems. Yep, we do. Amen? What I'm saying is that, boy, we can get defeated and discouraged right out of the gate if we think other people have this great marriage. Sometimes we just get defeated and we won't even try. And that's bull. Okay? Everybody has to work on their marriage. Amen? You listening? Now you might say, well, I'm not married, so I'm going to sit here for 30 minutes and not get nothing. No, if you'll listen, you'll get something, because you can practice so much of this on other people in your life, what we're going to talk about today. It'll work every time, and it'll work in marriage. And anytime I do what I'm going to tell you this morning, my day with my wife is always better. When I practice what I'm going to be preaching this morning, my marriage is immediately better. Are you telling me if I do what you tell me this morning, my marriage is going to be immediately better? Immediately. Your relationships that you have with others will be immediately better if you listen today. And I've given this little talk before. It's one little talk I give because it works. It's easy to remember. Marriage moments. Let's look at it. Here we go, Raj. We're rolling with you, brother. God wants us to have, say it with me, the what? Best marriage possible. Do you think God wants you to have the best marriage that you can possibly have? Yes or no? Amen. He wants you inside your family, your relationship, he wants you to have the best marriage that you could possibly have. That's God's will for your life. Not to hurt you, not to cuss you, not to curse you. God wants you to have the best marriage. That's why he gives us his word, his Holy Spirit. That's why he puts crazy people like me in front of you. Okay? But you got to care enough to give your very what? Say it with me. Best. You got to care enough to give your very what? Best. How many know when we do something and we give it 100% and we give it our best, it usually is better? Can I see your hands? I don't care what it is. Practice your song more that you're going to sing on Sunday. Keep practicing. Good chance it's going to get better. True or false? True. Amen. You keep doing whatever it is that you do. You work harder at it. Try to refine it. It's going to be better. So we need to care enough about our marriages and our relationships with others in this body that we care enough to give our very best. Let's go. Best. B-E-S-T. We're going to hang our hat on that right there. And you may, I've used this before because I come back and draw on this quite often because it's very important. Right from the Bible. Say those three with me. Come on. Best. Pick it up. And loud. Come on. Amen. All right. I'm scared to death. I'm going to throw my back out. Here we go. Best. Let's hang our hats right there on that word this morning. God wants me to have the best marriage. How can I have the best marriage? How can I have the best relationships with my friends? So much of this will work. Here we go. Pop it up. Let's look at it. Number one, the B. Say that word with me. Bless. So the B in best is for what? Bless. Okay? Oh, no, you done got all spiritual on me. How can I bless my wife? How can I bless my husband? That sounds like a spiritual spooky word. It ain't no spiritual spooky word. Did you know you're supposed to be a blessing to your wife? Yes or no? Somebody tell me. And husband, that's what you're supposed to be. Wife, you're supposed to be a blessing to your husband. Amen? Say. We're supposed to be a blessing to one another. Would you agree with that? Of course. So what does it mean? We're to bless. If we want to have the best relationship, I am to bless Joy. It's what God's called me to do. Boy, I fail at this so often. What does it mean? Pop it up. You'll be amazed what bless will do, what blessing will do. The word blessing in the New Testament is eulogos. That word logos is word. So you add that little U on the front of the word logos, which is word, and it means well words. You, well, logos, words. So the word bless means well, you, logos, words. So the word bless means what? Well word. Say it with me. Well word. The biggest trouble I get into at the Clark House is when I run my mouth. I'm just that way. I say so often what I'm thinking. It works good in preaching. Doesn't work good at the house. My wife says to me often, you don't have to say everything you think. Amen? If you want to use well words or speak well words, you've got to think about it. Amen? Good words. What does this mean? It means speak what? Don't talk down. Speak up, don't talk down. Okay? You talk down to the one you love, you talk down to others in your relationship. Don't be surprised if you don't have too many friends. Amen? Speak up. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from what? And his lips that they speak no what? Guile. Bless. Well words. This is how you hallmark your husband or your wife. With well words. You bless them with well words. That's the B. That's what we're talking about. The tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil. It's full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father. And then we curse men or speak evil or ugly to the one we're married to. They're made after the similitude of God. Have we lost our mind? Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, say it with me. These things ought not to be what? So! Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? But no, we're experts at it. We're great at it. We're great at being this fountain that'll spew the good and spew the bad. And God says, if you want your marriage blessed, lose that spewing that bad crap. Excuse me. Amen? Say. Come on. So bless. That's the first thing. If I want to have the best relationship, then I need to speak what kind of words? Somebody tell me. Well words. Well words. Boy, this is, I wrote this for me. Amen. Well words, Gary. Come on. Speak up, not down with your words, and with your attitude and your actions. Not just your word, your attitude. Because sometimes we can say the up thing, but our attitude's south. We can say the up things, but our actions say something totally different. I can even speak up words that are up words, and my wife knows they're not up words because of my, here it is, T-O-N-E. Tone! I'm like, what the heck? I said the right thing. I know y'all don't have none of this problem. Amen. It's just me up here. I feel very lonely. So bless means what? Come on. Speak. Don't talk down. Marriage moments. Let's pull the E out. Let's look at the E. Here we go. Edify. So B stands for what? E stands for, oh my gosh, I lost you, didn't I? Edify. Edify. What is edify? You telling me something I got to do? I don't even know what the word is. Edify? It's all in the Bible. The word edify, edification. It's a great word. What does it mean? Edify is a term in the New Testament referring to, say it with me, the what? Building up. So let me get this straight. Now, when I bless, I'm speaking up, and when I edify, I'm doing what? I'm already finding my marriage is getting better right quick, ain't it? Say. Edify, the building up of others. That's why this will work in this body. That's what we're doing with one another as believers in Christ. We're to edify. We're to build one another up. Amen? When I speak, we're supposed to lift you up. That doesn't mean, now sometimes preaching is going to be ugly. It's going to be hard. It's going to be in your face because you didn't come in not needing help. We need help, and sometimes we need to be jerked around and jacked around a little bit. I do. Okay? But that shouldn't be the norm, that's for sure. You ought to come to this place and you ought to get hope. Amen? You ought to be lifted, encouraged, edify. You ought to be built up. In the faith, we need to do that in our homes. We need to build up our spouse, not do what to them? Talk to me. Tear them down. There's nobody on the planet that I've tore down more than Joy Clark. You always hurt the one you want. Love. The one you're with, the one you start to feel comfortable with, that you can just say anything. But unfortunately, when you get in a relationship like that, it's easier, freer, often to start talking down or speaking down or tearing down. I didn't have anybody to teach me. I had nobody to teach me in my house growing up how to talk to a woman. Never. Never saw it. Never heard it. All I saw was cursing and slapping and just vulgarity and mama having sex with another man and daddy having sex with some other women. That's where I grew up. Somebody had to teach me. You know who it was? It might take a wild guess. Yeah, Joy helped me tremendously. But you know who it was more than her? The Word of God. The Word of God. Y'all got it? Say. The Word of God. Where did I get this stuff? Have y'all been seeing this stuff come from the Bible so far this morning? Yeah. Okay, and I certainly ain't arrived yet, but thank you, Lord, for your Word. Build up. Don't tear down. Let's look at it. How can I edify? How can I build up that person I love? It begins with what? Thinking right. I've got to think right things. Philippians, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Probably the most times I've tore down my wife is when I thought something that wasn't true. And since I'm thinking it, I'm going to go ahead and say it, right? Should have kept my mouth shut. Should have spent that time thinking good thoughts. Amen? Say. Instead of digging that ditch. Y'all ever dug that old ditch? You get in and you just start thinking bad and you just keep digging that old ditch and then for long it's going to come out your mouth and for long you're going to get popped upside the head. Amen? Think the best of your spouse, not the what? Come on, help me on that one. Think the best of your spouse, not the what? Worse! How many thinks Pastor Clark needs counseling? Yeah. I know Elsie does. Edify. It means to encourage. It means to encourage. You know what the word courage means? It means to pump courage into somebody. Encourage means to pump courage into somebody. Encourage means to edify. It means to build up. It means to strengthen. I am to encourage my wife. Amen? Say. Doesn't that make the house better if she's stronger? Yes or no? Sure it does. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Edify one another, even also ye do. Edification. Strengthen. Edifying means to strengthen. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, for his what? Edification. We're not put on this planet just to always build ourselves up. Us, us, us. Me, me, me. I am to build others up. I am especially, more than anybody on the planet, probably who in my life should I build up the most? Take a wild guess. Joy. And after Joy, there's probably two other people that come in line. Wonder who they are. Mitch and Elise. And then probably after all those, after my family there, wonder who all those folks are ought to build up and encourage and edify. Fellowship Church. Amen? That's the call of God on my life. You are my circle. How do you move? Who's around you? Who do you influence? That ought to be a place where you're building up. You're strengthening those people around you. Edification means seeking peace as well. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. So often in my marriage, because this is my nature, I'm looking for a fight. I've always been that way. A fighter. Can another man raise his hand and say he's a little like me up on stage so I don't feel like a total idiot? Thank you. But just because that's my nature, and that fighting attitude is an awesome attitude in a lot of things in life. I don't want to give up my fighting attitude. But I tell you what, some of that has to be laid down in marriage. Amen? And seeking peace. It ain't about always winning. I've always won. I've always been a winner. I've always wanted to be a winner. Sometimes that don't work in marriage, because in marriage you submit yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Isn't that right? And so fulfill the law of Christ. Build up, don't what? Tear down. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be you kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, wow, look at that, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Well, you don't know what she did. You don't know how she ticks me off. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know. All I know is this, you sure ain't perfect, and Jesus Christ gave his life for you. Shut up. Get with the program. You're going to be married, work on it. You listening? Say. Both of you. And look, I'm already naked up here before you telling you all about my crazy life. You know I got to do it. I got to have help. We need that. Bless. Be blessed. What does that mean? Speak up. Don't talk down. Edify. What? Build up. Don't what? Tear down. S. Here we go with the S. I love the pictures Rod just put up here today. Sacrifice. Let's take a wild guess. How many thinks our marriages would be better if we sacrifice to each other? Is this rocket science or what? You don't understand, my marriage is so hard, I need like 18 counselors. I think y'all, you need a little word called best. Put it in your pocket. Work on those four letters. Change your relationship with your wife, your husband. Start working like that in the body of Christ. My goodness, it just blesses church. It's crazy. Sacrifice. So if bless means speak up and edify means build up, then sacrifice means what? Give up. Give up yourself for another person's good. What does sacrifice mean? It means giving up yourself or something that you can do for another person's what? Most likely on this planet, who should I sacrifice for more than anybody else on the planet? Joy. Her name keeps coming up. Yeah. what happens when you get married. Amen? God gives you somebody to practice on the rest of your life. Amen? It's good. God sacrificed, so should who? We. This is the mark of a Christian. And this was manifested the love of God toward us because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him here in His love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. Thank you, Jesus. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. And He sent His Son to be the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, say it with me, we ought also to love one another. Especially the person who we're married to. Right? We love Him because He what? It's amazing when you start speaking up words and you start building up and you start giving up. See, that's love. That's showing love. And that's probably what you want and I want in my marriage is love, to feel loved. But so often we want that love, and I want to feel that love, not realizing just like God loved us first, if you try to do what God did in your marriage and you love first, don't be surprised if that love don't come back at you. Got it? Yes or no? See, we love God because He first loved us, and that drew us to Him, right? Sure it did. That'll also work in marriage. You start doing this, that's love to do this, and see if that love don't start coming back at you. Amen? Sacrificing is sharing in your spouse's life. You should share in your spouse's, say it with me, help me here, activities, thoughts, how about this one, dreams and what? It ain't just about you, Jack. Well, I want to do this, and I think we should do this, and I think we should do this. What does she think? Sacrifice a little bit of you, and get some, what do you think? You won't. I struggle with this. Giving my wife her time so she can talk, so she can share. Because I run my mouth. Saying I do, say this with me, means I will. That's what it means. I thought if I said I do, that means I get to have sex on a regular basis legally. Excuse me. Now, when you say I do, it means you might have to take care of an ornery old fella for 2 weeks laying on his bed with a bad back, and she cooks me breakfast every morning and brings it to me on a tray and feeds me and has a towel laying on me so I don't get egg yolk everywhere all over my chest. That stuff don't come out. You get that down to your little hairs, that's another story. But anyway. Some of you have served your wife, your husband. You've sacrificed. That's what marriage is. Amen? Saying I do is saying I will sacrifice. But things start happening, life gets rolling, and we forget. Amen? This is something I came up with. I never heard it before, and then one day I was listening to some radio television show and they heard. I think they stole it from me. I wish I'd have marketed this. They got me some money out of this one. Here we go. Marriage is 100-100, not 50-50. Say that with me. Marriage is 100-100, not 50-50. What do I mean? Here's what I mean. Have you ever said that? Well, marriage is 50-50. Be honest with me. Don't lie. Have you ever said marriage is 50-50? Of course you have. Wrong. I never got a 50 in my life and passed. And I can get with the other dumb kid in the class. He made a 50. Hey, look, you made a 50. I made a 50. Maybe we'll go to the teacher. She'll give us 100. Now, a 50 plus a 50 equals 100, all right, but you divide that by two, sucker, and you're still a failure. Amen? This idea that marriage is 50-50. Marriage ain't 50-50. I know what you're saying when you say that, but marriage ain't 50-50. Lose that thought in your mind forever. Here's what I mean. Marriage is 100-100. Both of us should be trying to get 100. Joy should be trying to get 100. Uncle Gary should be trying to get 100. Most of us aren't going to hit the 100. Okay? Some marriages, they hit the hundreds. Most don't, ever. It's not normal. But say one of you hit 100. And the other one's doing poor. That's a 50. You take 150, divide it by 2. What's that? Somebody tell me. You still passing last time I checked. What does that mean? That means that sacrificing. That means that edifying. That means that building up. That means contributing more when you have to contribute more to get that score up for both of you. Because when you get married, the two become one what? Flesh. You do the math together. Have I lost you this morning? How about an 85 and a 60? Come on, let's do the math. Thank you. I love math. It makes sense like so many other courses. I can understand this. 85 plus 60 equals 145. 145 divided by 2 gives us a 72.5. I know it's not the best grade on the planet, but I still passed. Amen. How many in this room have made a 72 and you were glad you got it? That's what I'm talking about. Amen? Come on. So sacrifice. Sacrifice means give up. Marriage is not 50-50. It's a what? 100-100. Both giving what they can, bringing their number to the plate, to the table. And the whole idea is staying married. Amen? Keeping the marriage going. And, you know, giving God a chance. Let Him work in your life to change you, to change her, to change her, to change him. That's the plan. The last one we're done this morning, touch. Touch. So let's do it. Here we go. B is what? Bless, which means speak. E is edify, which means build up. S is sacrifice, which means give up. Touch means step up. Step up to the plate and start touching your husband. Start touching your wife. Take that step forward and start using those hands, that arm, that little rub on the back, whatever it might be, the holding of a hand. Start touching one another. It's so important. Okay? But now here's what men do. Gary, I like to touch first. Amen? Why we got to do the B-E-S? Can't we just get in the sack? T. Touch. Just didn't work that way. Amen? Sorry. Here's what you'll have if you'll do that. Here, instead of having best your whole life, you'll just go around doing this. Stuttering the rest of your life. Amen? That's not what you want to do, baby. God created us with hundreds of thousands of microscopic nerve endings in our skin designed to sense a loving what? Doesn't it feel good? You know why we hug you when you come in here at fellowship and we want to shake your hand? Because it makes you feel better. Don't you love to have somebody hug your neck? Don't you love to have somebody just take your hand, hold your hand, just shake your hand? Say, doesn't that feel good? It feels good to me. I get a whole lot out of that. I definitely need to be doing that inside my what? Yet, let's take a question. Who should I probably be touching more than anybody else on the planet? Somebody tell me. Good answer. A tender touch tells our spouse that we care. They matter to us. That little touch. That little touch. It can calm fear, soothe pain, bring comfort. It can help them feel, say this with me, secure. I didn't know a touch could do that. You telling me a touch can make that person who has been perhaps insecure her or his whole life, you mean that can make him feel more secure? Absolutely. That is in your power to do. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. That means love. Means physical love. Likewise, the wife unto the husband. Keep looking. You have to step up to the plate and do this. Husbands, wives, we need to do this. We need to be loving each other, touching each other. There needs to be physical love, sexual love. There needs to be that in our relationship. That's the way God made us. I know it's so nasty. It's terrible. It's out. No, you're crazy. This is the way God made us. Amen? That, guess what? Newsflash. That's why you're here today. Somebody had sex, and there you are. Excuse me. Amen? That's not all the time just about that. I understand that. But the point is, you got to lose that idea, man. This is in part a huge part of your relationship. If you want to have the best relationship, you have to do what? Somebody tell me. And touch. Amen? Intimate touching is necessary for a healthy marriage. Raj, I got to quit. What you got? Touch them. We'll end with this and then go to the card. Touch, say it with me, them. Don't what? Can we do that again? Touch, don't what? Let's work on it again. Touch, don't what? And some of you have so much pain. When I give a talk like this, the pain that so many of you feel, some of you today, it's incredible. And I'm not saying this is going to be a quick fix. I didn't start with T, did I say? We started with who? B. B comes before T. Amen? So why don't you take wherever you're at and you work on your best. You work on your best and see if you can't get the score up. You listening? Say. See if you can't get the score up in your marriage. There it is. Let's go to our card, buddy. Here it is. Hallmark moments. Little card made for you. Here it is. You deserve only the very what? Best. I love you. Me. Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you so much for being here today. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. Can we do that this morning? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Good to us. Thank you. God didn't have to let us be in a place where we could.